This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Suzanne from Graham is. Suzanne, are you there?
I am. Hey, Taryn. Hey, I met you guys at Sunrise DeMayo.
Oh, is this the Suzanne that had her custom
her
Beat Migs
shirt?
Yes, yes.
Suzanne, tell the Rockaholics, what is your current record playing Beat Migs?
3-1.
And you had that on the shirt as well, which I thought was awesome.
I sure did.
All right, time for you to get a new shirt that says 3-2.
And I'm curious, Suzanne, were you listening?
No, Steve.
Were you listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40?
Of course I was.
That's my girl.
Son of
we're ready to make it 4-1, Steve. You got to get out of here.
I hate this.
For those playing at home, Suzanne has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
How many innings are in a baseball game?
9.
Correct. What is The Rock's real name?
Dwayne Johnson.
Yes. What 90s year did Pixar release Toy Story?
1995.
Correct. What U.S. politician had a scripted feud with WWE CEO Vince McMahon?
Wait, can you repeat that?
What U.S. politician had a scripted feud with Vince McMahon?
I should know this. Pass.
Odontophobia is the fear of what?
Oh, adoptophobia?
Odontophobia.
The dentist.
Yes. What southeastern city was the capital of the Confederacy?
Richmond.
It was. In what decade were Skittles first sold in the U.S.?
80s?
No.
90s?
No.
2000?
No. The music video for Michael Jackson's song Black or White featured what famous child actor?
Macaulay Culkin.
Yes. In the game of pool, what color is the 5 ball?
Yellow.
No.
Red.
No.
Green.
No. But you know what? You got 6 correct, Suzanne, which is a fine score.
Yay.
It felt like more.
It did feel like more.
It did, huh, Danny?
Yeah, it did. I feel like you got 10.
Because Suzanne is a winner. Steve Migs?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes!
How many innings are in a baseball game?
9.
Correct. What is The Rock's real name?
Dwayne Johnson.
It is. What 90s year did Pixar release Toy Story?
Oh, and I just saw Conan O'Brien's going to be in Toy Story 5. 94.
No.
95.
Yes. What U.S. politician had a scripted feud with WWE CEO Vince McMahon?
That would be the president, Donald Trump.
That would be.
He's in the WWE Hall of Fame for that, too.
Odontophobia is the fear of what?
Okay, I got to go on Thursday. The dentist.
Yes. What southeastern city was the capital of the Confederacy?
Arkansas?
No.
Alabama?
No.
I don't know. Pennsylvania?
No. In what decade were Skittles first sold in the U.S.?
70s?
Yes. Nice. The music video for Michael Jackson's song Black or White featured what famous child actor?
Macaulay Culkin.
Yes. In the game of pool, what color is the five ball?
It's Danny's favorite color, orange.
It is. Where in the human body would you find the eustachian tube?
I'm going to go with the chest.
No.
The butt.
No.
The liver.
No. Steve, it doesn't matter, though. You got 8 correct, which is a win.
Let's
8-6. Oh. Sorry, Suzanne.
I got to change my shirt.
Yeah.
But you know what? She has beat you enough times to where she should be wearing that Beat Mig shirt that we
fine. Have. That's fine. But she's still got to change her custom shirt.
Well, congrats on your victory, Steve. Mm. Mm. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. Thanks to the cheat sheet, Suzanne did know that the southeastern city that was the capital of the Confederacy was Richmond. And the human body where the eustachian tube lies is the ear.
The ear. That makes sense.
Yes. Well, congratulations on your victory, Steve. Have you ever been a juror? Have you ever served on jury duty? And what was it for? 206-803-ROCK. And we will give you bonus points if you have been a juror multiple times.
I would love to know if there's like someone that's been like a juror for like 5, 6, 7 times.
Call now if you have ever served on jury duty. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Rush. The Diddy trial rolls on, and he is on trial for running a criminal enterprise involving sex trafficking, coercion, and violence, including allegations of abusing and exploiting women at drug-fueled sex parties.
We're in like 2 weeks in on this thing.
Yes, we are. This is ABC News in New York with an update on how it's going.
I'm Mike Marza, and the second week of testimony is now underway in the federal sex trafficking trial against Sean Diddy Combs. Today, several of Cassie Ventura's former friends were on the stand, as well as Diddy's former personal assistant. We're also getting a look tonight at some of the photo evidence the jury saw in this case, depicting injuries, drugs, and baby oil. Yes, the infamous baby oil we have heard so much about.
So much baby oil.
And baby oil. Yes, the infamous baby oil we have heard so much about.
Could you imagine, though, being a juror on this trial? Because, yeah, the pictures are just haunting. Like, but,
oh, my
but
gosh.
That just seems like that's... I'm fine if I never get asked to do jury duty, but that would be one where I'm like, yeah, I'm cool with taking off time from work to be a part of that jury.
Oh, it'd be bananas.
Yeah.
Have you ever been a juror? We want to hear from you. 206-803-ROCK and bonus points if you have been a juror multiple times. Steve, we have someone on hold who has been on jury duty more than 25 times.
25.
We're going to get the scoop on that in just a moment. But first, Crystal from Maltby, tell us about your experience on jury duty.
I was on a first-degree murder trial in King County a few years ago, and it was like the most intense thing ever. I didn't want to do it at first.
So what made it so, I mean, obviously it's a murder trial, so that's pretty intense, but what was it that made it super intense for you?
Just knowing that you potentially have somebody's life in your hands. And obviously going into the jury, like, you don't know anything about what happened because or else you're 86th out of the jury pool.
Crystal,
and when I got in there, I thought that he was all done up nice and looked all fresh and clean. I thought that he was, like, a file clerk for the defense attorney. I didn't realize that he was actually the defendant.
Whoa. And did you feel like, was it one of those situations where you felt like, okay, yeah, this is open and shut case, like this guy's definitely guilty, or were there moments where you're like, oh, I'm not too sure now?
The prosecution and law enforcement did a fantastic job. They were, like, they presented the case very, very well, and he was very, very guilty. Wow. Yeah, it was bad.
Do you know how long he ended up going away for?
He got the max of 27 years, which is insane for a first-degree murder charge.
That's heavy. Yeah.
Thanks for sharing, Crystal.
Would you want to do jury duty?
I would love to, but I think that the only reason I had the opportunity to do it was because my company paid me while I was on jury duty.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, you get, like, the $10 that
they could do. You're like, I can't pay my bills at $10 a day, buddy.
Felt really good doing my civic duty here, but I'm starving. Shelley from Kent, tell us about your experience on jury duty.
Which one?
So you're the one, you've been a juror of over 25 times.
Well, I've been called over 30 times, and I think they've picked me probably 25 times.
Oh my gosh. So you're the ideal candidate for jury duty.
Must be. Back when it first started was like in the 70s.
Uh-huh.
And back then you were called for 30 days. And luckily I worked for the phone company, and they paid our salary too.
Mm-hmm.
And we also got to keep the $10 a day, but it's still $10 a day.
Shelly, what was the longest?
Wait, so it was $10 a day in the 70s and it's still $10 a day?
That's correct.
That's stupid.
Shelly, what was the longest time you spent on jury duty?
Well, the murder trial I was on took about a month and a half.
Oh.
Okay, what was the craziest trial that you've ever been a part of?
There was one where this guy who was 21 got caught robbing a tavern or something, but his alibi, they didn't really have any direct evidence on him. It was all circumstantial, but his alibi was that he was going to see his 18-month-old daughter, and he got hit by a car and thrown 30 feet, and you know, he had no dirt on his pants, no nothing. I mean, it was, you know, just kind of an unbelievable thing. And there was one girl on, I was a foreman on that one, and there was a one girl in there that couldn't make up her mind about anything. And you know, she said, but they didn't prove it. And we said, well, you know, if you don't believe his story, then he's wrong. And, you know, it took an extra day because this girl couldn't make up her mind. I'm sure her mother picked out her clothes for everybody.
That bad.
When I served on jury duty, that's what took it. That's what made us have to come back the next day. There was one person on our jury that was not with us, and we had to basically come back the next day just to convince that person.
I'd be like, look, here's $30 just to shut the F up. We're so done with this trial.
The Daily Migs Show.
The Foo Fighters fired their drummer Josh Freese, and he posted a top 10 list on why he was booted from the band. It's great, and many have their thoughts on it. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it.
If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
As promised, ex-Foo Fighters drummer Josh Freese shared a very funny list of top 10 potential reasons why he was fired from the band. They just made this announcement that he was let go without really any explanation, so he decided to take it upon himself to put some ideas out there.
Last week he said that, oh, you know, I got fired. I've never been kicked out of a band, and he's a damn good drummer. Mm-hmm. He seems like he's a very well-loved drummer as well, like personality-wise, so massive shock. And he did say, hey, next week I'll formulate why I think I was kicked out of the band, and he had some fun with it, though.
He did. Number 10 on the list. Once whistled My Hero for a week solid on tour.
I know, I'm looking at some of the list stuff, and I think some of them are kind of funny. I think the one that cracked me up the most was starting every rehearsal with a 20-minute cowbell sound bath.
How about this one? Promised Noodles of the Offspring that he could be the fourth guitarist in the band.
Yeah.
I mean, they do have a lot of guitarists, or this one never once tried growing a beard.
Shame.
Yeah, you look at the Foo Fighters, they all had the facial hair.
You gotta go.
Yeah.
Gotta go there. So many, of course, have formulated their opinions on why he was let go from the band. So let's go straight to the comments.
Yep, a lot of people had things to say, so we figured who better to say, who read these comments than someone who's known for his great drumming skills. And I don't know if you know that this person is a drummer, an accomplished drummer, and that would be Justin Bieber.
Oh, let's go,
Bieber. Did you know Bieber was a drummer?
No,
hockey
I did not
player,
know that.
A
oh,
drummer. Wow. I mean, I saw the douchey parts. He seemed like he'd be a fun guy to hang out with.
You guys could be best friends.
I don't know if that's ever going to happen, but here's Robot Justin Bieber reading the comments from people speculating on why Josh Freese was kicked out of the Foo Fighters. Are you ready for the first one?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Close friend of the band told me they are going to have an AI Neil Peart hologram playing on stage with them.
There you go. You'll be happy to hear that.
I mean, I wouldn't hate it. It'd be fine.
That would be weird if they had like a hologram drummer. I mean, I guess the drummer would never screw up.
And Dave has, you know, expectations. He likes perfection. So.
What about a hologram Dave Grohl? Because he was the first, technically, he's the first drummer of the Foo Fighters.
Absolutely.
He played drums on the first record, and then he even played drums on the second record. That was a crazy part of that documentary. Do you remember
him re-recording all of the recordings?
Without William Goldsmith, who was the drummer at the time, knowing until after the fact. He's like, you know, I went in the studio and re-recorded all the drum parts because I didn't like what you did.
Because you suck.
Yeah, that's pretty harsh.
It is.
I heard that Dave Grohl got Josh's wife pregnant.
Oh.
Source? Hashtag trust me, bro.
I believe that one.
Trust me, bro.
That's why he's out of the band.
If Bieber said it.
Good. Josh doesn't need to play with a womanizer, adulterer, phony like Dave Grohl.
Mm, yeah, because he's the only one in the world of rock
music.
I
could be wrong, and hopefully I am. But I think if you looked at all the bands that Josh Freese has played in, and there's like probably close to 100.
Yeah.
I'd say 98% of the bands had at least one member that was a womanizer.
Yes.
At the bare minimum.
Without question.
Most had an adulterer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard they fired him because he refused to babysit the illegitimate kid.
Okay, yeah, I believe that one.
Oh, boy, poor Dave.
Poor Nate, the bassist. That's his job now.
Oh, no.
It seems there is a bit of drum roulette going on right now. Does he know any Who songs?
Oh, yeah. That would be funny if Zach Starkey became the drummer of the Foo Fighters.
And then Josh Freese went to go play with the Who?
Yeah. Although the Who already had...
They got their guy.
They got their guys, like Pete Townsend's touring drummer.
Yes.
And Zach Starkey, I mean, he did play with Oasis.
Yeah.
He could probably crush it. Although, what is the rumor? It's going to be Taylor Hawkins'
Shane Hawkins,
son.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I mean, he sounded really good the few times I've heard him play. You didn't like him? Oh, my gosh.
I haven't even said a word, and you reacted to everything.
Your face says it all, Steve.
Did I even say anything?
You didn't say one word.
No, and she's just reacting like a crazy woman.
Wow.
This is one of those situations where you get in trouble, and you're like, can I speak?
Right. I haven't even said a word, babe. That's what I was supposed to be like. What's going on? Okay. I don't think he's a bad drummer. I think, in fact, he's a very good drummer. But when he... Take away the emotions. Take away like how awesome it was that the son of Taylor Hawkins is playing drums with the Foo Fighters. He was good. I don't think you kick Josh Freese out of the band to have him be your new drummer. I think in a few years he will be, and he's probably gotten better from the last time when he played with them because he's only 18. He's not ready for that.
Maybe this whole time he's been training and training and training, and now they're going to unveil an even more talented Shane Hawkins.
And you can't take away the emotions and everything. So at that point, that's added on to it, which makes it that much more special.
It's the ultimate feel-good.
Yeah. I mean, look at Sublime bringing, you know, Jacob Noel into the band. It's doing wonders for them right now.
Is it?
I think so. Oh, my God, Steve!
I haven't even said a word.
Again, that face says it all.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
Did a pro basketball player get traded from their team because they had an affair with the team's CEO? We're going to tell you what's trending after Beck. As you get going this morning, you're probably wondering what is going on out there in the world of pop culture, because there's a lot, and we're here to break it down and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show?
Shout out to Netflix for saving Sesame Street.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. After Warner Brothers Discovery ended their partnership with the show, Netflix is now going to be picking it up. And season 56 is going to kick off later this year. We had such a great Sesame Street era in our household with Barrett. So I'm very happy to hear this.
And I've been hearing that Netflix is also going to do some Netflix-inspired Sesame Street shows. Did you know that?
No.
Like, they're going to be doing the Count's Gambit instead of the Queen's Gambit? No, probably not. What about instead of Bird Box, Big Bird Box?
Oh, God. No. What else, Steve?
How about instead of the Tiger King, the Monster King, where it's the Cookie Monster trying to get killed by Carol Baskin.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's actually going to happen.
This is exciting.
Instead of Stranger Things, Oscar Things, the Portal's a Garbage Pail. No. Making a snuffleupagus.
Wow. Snuffleupagus.
Please be careful. All right, so now, how about Elmo is the New Black?
Oh,
no? These are all in the works for Netflix.
Of course.
Yeah, they're busy. Yeah, they're very busy. And, you know, Sesame Street, they got to pay all that money for Sesame Street. They got to put them to work.
Ha-cha-cha.
Ha-cha-cha. Ah.
Oh, no.
No? All right, fine. Hey, this actually could be a Netflix documentary if it's true. Even if it's not, it's still fascinating, because there's a basketball player by the name of Sophie Cunningham, and she's involved in a lawsuit because somebody is accusing her of having an affair with the Phoenix Suns and also the Phoenix Mercury, which is the WNBA team, which is a team that she played for at one point. The CEO, whose name is Josh Bartlestein. Now, he's married. The Suns deny any of this. The team's denying any of this wrongdoing. But the part that gets interesting is she was traded from the Mercury Sun, or the Phoenix Mercury, to the Indiana Fever in 2025, shortly after these allegations came up.
Ooh. And the suit was filed by who?
Some security person, apparently. The security director.
That probably saw some things. I don't know.
I don't know. But I of course, I had to do a, you know, for research purposes, did an internet search to see who she is. And Danny, I think you would be a fan of hers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I looked her up. I'm a fan of hers, too.
Yeah. Danny, have you seen?
No.
Not that makes things any better or worse,
yeah.
But go Indiana. Not just because of Caitlin Clark.
Oh, no.
Did you see all the drama that's going on with Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese?
Do tell.
Oh, it's just rivalry. I mean, I think this is going to be the type of rivalry that will bring more eyes to the WNBA, although it feels like the WWE with them, because there's like some pushing stuff during the game. A lot of trash talking. Angel's on the Chicago team. Caitlin's, of course, on the Indiana team, just crushing it. And like already people are thinking she's going to be the MVP this year in her second season. So there's like a good rivalry between the two. But of course, then fans go too far, and like, you know, some of them are just saying some stupid ass towards them. But I'm all for like a good, you know,
storyline there. A little.
Well, it just gives you a reason to like kind of tune in. Like, okay, what kind of beef are these two going to have with each other in this game?
Oh, well, speaking of beef, Denzel Washington got into a bit of a tense exchange with a photographer on the red carpet.
Okay. I was like, speaking of beef, do you have a thing for Denzel?
Oh, God. He has a new movie called Highest to Lowest. It's a Spike Lee film. And there was some sort of a confrontation with a photographer. The photographer put their hands on Denzel's arm, and Denzel was like, no, and he was apparently telling the photographer to stop it before walking away. So it was just a bit of a conflict, but it doesn't sound like they went to blows or anything.
Did you see the video though?
No.
It looked pretty heated. I didn't get any audio from it because it was like one of those like news reports where they just showed the video footage of them just going at, and Denzel looked pissed.
Ugh. Yeah, well, don't put your hands on people.
Maybe he said something bad about the movie Equalizer, which I would piss me off as well.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Selena Gomez is yet another celebrity that's going to have her own Oreo cookie.
Oh,
I think we need to try this one. At first, I'm like, okay, they're just going to give it to anyone. But I got to say, this does sound delicious. Apparently, she's doing a limited edition cookie, helping raise money for her Rare Impact Fund, which is help people with struggling with mental health, which is awesome that she's doing that. And the cookie is going to be inspired by her love of horchata. It's going to feature layers of cinnamon, chocolate, and sweetened condensed milk-flavored cream. Coming out next month. You're not in?
Well, sweetened condensed milk-flavored cream just doesn't really do it for me.
Well, forget that part.
I'll try it.
She's the non-white creamy girl.
Oh, it's not even that. That just, like, that does not sound appetizing. Sweetened condensed milk-flavored cream.
I'm all for trying Selena's sweetened condensed milk-flavored cream.
Let's just call it cream.
And cinnamon?
I'll try it. All right. Try it.
Just once.
Yes, just once. Just to say I did it.
The Daily Migs Show.
Would you like to beat Steve? I sure hope you would. His record is 163 wins, 57 losses, and 38 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. Beat Migs at 850.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.